At the beginning, the question was raised something like this. Was it needful? I think he used that expression, needful, that he should endure that suffering. And I think that is a question that it's the need was for him to suffer because of the sinfulness of man. But it wasn't needful in the sense in which I think that question is put to us. It was absolutely necessary that he had to suffer for to put away sin. But as far as man is concerned, he was in need of, desperate need, because of his sin that he had committed. He had committed it. And God knew how sinful that sin was. And the answer to how sinful it is what we brethren have just been expressing here, is we will never know how great, how terrible the sin was. Because we can never understand the depth to which the Lord went in suffering. However, there's a point still added to that here, that for the sin, though he was made sin, and applying that to 2 Corinthians 5, we know that in the sin offering, they added a fifth part. So his sacrifice on the cross did more than simply, there's nothing simple here, that putting away of the sin and bearing the judgment, the just judgment of a holy God against sin. But by adding a fifth part, there we find there is, through all that he did in that, the glory that was brought to God above that was far and above that what we had lost through sin, what man had lost through his sin, more than regaining that. We didn't regain Eden. We'll never get back to Eden. But we regained his presence in glory to be with him forever.
So we get a little bit of glimpse at the how terrible sin is. Because so often, you know, we treat sin, we put them in categories, small sin, light sin, and the more egregious sin. But really and truly, we see how terrible sin is. That one who had no sin, no sin in him, he could not sin, he did no sin, had to bear what was heaped upon him of man, and what was heaped upon even more so of God. So that you and I, and everyone who come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, that he has borne the sin. So we should not just treat sin so lightly. Because it is so terrible that the Son of God bore all of these things so that I may be, as it were, escaped from the penalty that we deserve.
I wonder, just to connect to these thoughts, in Hebrews chapter 4, where it refers to the Lord Jesus, it says, "For we have such an high, we have an high priest not able For we have not a high priest not able to sympathize with our infirmities, but tempted in all things in like manner, sin apart." Tempted here doesn't mean tempted to something like Mark said earlier. It means a test. He was put to the test in the highest degree. And I wonder if these physical sufferings on the cross, connected with the cross, are part of that for us. The Lord passed through this so that, just think of the saints who suffer. For the name of the Lord. He already has answered to every need so that he is able to come to the aid of his people as they contemplate their sufferings in light of his. He's able to support and sustain his people today. And in the coming day, in Israel, there'll be tremendous sufferings we've been seeing in the Revelation. Sufferings that we can't imagine. They'll suffer, but they'll need him to help them to go through their sufferings. And I'm wondering if that was allowed. We wondered why. I wonder if that's allowed because so that in all points he was put to the test. so that he could now minister grace to those who are put to the test. Hmm.
There's another verse in connection with that that we had looked at in the previous study, and that's in Matthew chapter 16, where the Lord speaks of this himself. He speaks of his impending death on the cross. And he says in verse 21, from that time forth began Jesus to show. So it wasn't just a one-time occasion. He began to show from that point on. He would begin to speak about it, to show unto his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things. He speaks of the hand of man here. He says, and suffer many things of the elders, chief priests, scribes. But just a couple of thoughts that from the mouth of the blessed Savior that he said that he must suffer. Okay. Suffer is what we're looking at, is suffering. But he must do so. Now, there's different reasons for the must, as we've seen, like man's sin. But there's also the must of the Scripture. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1, that Christ died according to the Scriptures. And you see on the cross how often it said this was done to fulfill the Scriptures. Everything that the Lord Jesus did was to fulfill the Scriptures. The will of the Father, what had been written through the prophets. We're looking at Isaiah 53. We're looking at Psalm 22. Right? We're looking at Psalm 69. We can go through the types and the shadows, the offerings, everything. All the Scriptures were pointing to that. But we hear from the mouth of the blessed Savior, he says, to show unto his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things and be killed. But again, I just wanted to bring in that aspect, that there is the fulfillment of the Scriptures as well. And everything the Lord Jesus did, he says, everything I say, all the words I say, I don't say, but the words that my Father has given me. Everything was according to the will of God, absolutely, right, that he fulfilled of the Scriptures.
But if you'll bear with me for a second, when we talk about suffering, I want the saints to know that he suffered deeply in his spirit, soul, and body. Sometimes we think of the sufferings, but just to ponder a little bit that he suffered in these three aspects, and I want to bring Scripture and leave it there. The same way the Lord Jesus, when he was here on earth, he was affected as a perfect man in these three aspects. For example, the brethren earlier brought that in John 11, 12, 13, he was troubled. But every time you look at each chapter, you will find out that in chapter 11, he was troubled in relationship to his body. And you can read it why over there in that scene. In chapter 12, it says, my soul is troubled. And in chapter 13, he says, my spirit is troubled. So in every aspect of his manhood, he was troubled even when he was feeling the effect of sin, when he was going about doing good. But dear brethren, it didn't change when it came to Calvary. He suffered in three different ways. In Psalm 22, it says, I am poured out like water. That expression being poured out is normally in the Bible used with the soul. For example, Hannah poured out her soul unto the Lord. He suffered deeply in the soul. But you would say, why is it important to think of Christ suffered in these three ways? Because sin affected body, soul, and spirit. And because it brought such a deep effect toward God's creation in this way, the Lord Jesus had to suffer in his own soul. And then he says, my bones are out of joint. He suffered in his body. And then he says, my heart is like wax, melted in the midst of my bowels. He suffered in his spirit. Brethren, when we take up the theme of sufferings, it should really bring us to our knees. Amen. And again, the shout, thank God, that what Christ has done and the agony and the depth of suffering should ever touch our soul and refresh our hearts so that we can walk closer with him.